major metropolitan areas have a lot of things going for them. Great food, amazing museums, art, music. But for all those wonders, there's something else that they can't ever have. Katie Vennett shares her story.
Once upon a time, I lived in a place far, far away, filled with so many people that one could walk the streets in total anonymity, never bumping into a friend at the grocery store, never seeing a particular stranger so often in so many places you forget you hadn't been introduced until you start chatting like old friends at the library and realize you don't know each other's names. This big city is a hub of culture. Some might call it a magical place, but I never experienced magic until I moved to Eau Claire. Since then, I have been inundated with magical incidents, like Alice coming through the looking glass. You'd like examples? Okay. I had a minor car accident, and the officer on the scene was the previous owner of my house. Coincidence, you say? Also, drive more carefully. Well, how about this? A friend invited me to her birthday party, at which I was not expecting to know anyone but her. As it happened, I knew most of the people there, each from a different context. Snore, you say? You all must run in similar social circles. That was bound to happen. If you came to my birthday party, you wouldn't know anyone. Okay, fine. Here's one you can't explain away. It all began at the Banbury Art Crawl in February. There was this tote bag, the tote bag, made from sturdy outdoor fabric covered in colorful flowers bigger than your fist. It was clearly designed just for me, someone who is not only absent-minded, but also needs to carry all the things. It was a hunky dream bag, and I loved it instantly. It was a toured love affair, and like all toured love affairs, it lasted until the nylon strap broke. Not trusting myself to repair it, I tried to find the artist, but I couldn't remember her name. I did remember that the artist sold a different tote made from fabric designed by my friend. A quick text supplied the name of the artist and a tip. She sells her bags through a local store. Would that store pass my contact info along to the artist? Yes, indeed. The artist called me the next day, offering to pick it up from my house to repair it immediately. While we chatted, however, I discovered she works with another friend of mine, so I sent the bag to her that way. Within a few days, my hunky dream bag was back. For those of you who have always lived in small cities and don't understand why this is magical, let me tell you the portions of this investigation that might have happened had I lived in that large city far away. None of them. Right now, many big city amenities are coming to our small city. As exciting as those things are, I can tell you that I've lived with such amenities and found no magic therein. Entertainment, culture, and even wonder, yes. But not magic. Magic is fueled by networking, a term that, despite its unsexiness, gives birth to possibilities. In a small city, our connections, the nodes in our networks, rub against each other and create powerful static electricity that pulls us together into a coherent whole, which creates more connections, more electricity, more community. The stuff of magic is the life we live with each other.
Katie Vennett is a writer in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.